This is Wade Breskey with the Chief Organizer's Report, Lessons in Starbucks Rising. You have to keep these things in perspective, of course. Winning union elections two of Starbucks' 9,000 stores is not an example of workers bringing a huge company and mega brand to its knees. But it means something big and could be teaching some lessons about workers now and how to organize them that are demanding that all of us pay attention in the class that they're teaching. First, a reminder and a disclosure. I want to say I told you so, and therefore I'm totally biased on this as an organizing opportunity. Previously, I went on record arguing with the giant Service Employees International Union, SEIU, the parent of Workers United, and therefore the home for these unionized and wannabe union Starbucks workers, should pivot hard from its long and now long-shot effort to organize McDonald's and throw everything they have that's not bolted down at taking advantage of this moment by supporting Starbucks worker organizing everywhere they can. Workers are moving on their own. There's heat. This is the right workforce at the right time, and SEIU should throw gas on the fire. Workers have already filed for an election in Mesa, Arizona, the Cheek to Jowl suburb of Phoenix. Reportedly, there are organizing efforts in at least another 15 stores where they have also filed with the NLRB. Things are popping across the country. Chicago, Nashville, Tallahassee, Boston, Denver, and of course Seattle, where Starbucks has its headquarters. Undoubtedly, Starbucks workers across the USA are also having a conversation with their co-workers about whether or not they should pass cards too and go union. That's very exciting. It's not so spontaneous, of course, but it is driven by rank-and-file workers. The key lesson, I think, is one we learned with Acorn in the United Kingdom before the pandemic, but has allowed us to surge during the pandemic. You can't let the scale of the organizing be narrowed based on the size and range of your organizing staff. You have to empower anyone and everyone who reaches out expressing an interest in organizing. In the UK, we send every member a packet when they join about how they can organize a branch. Not everyone will do so, but some will. We then implement a system to support them regularly with benchmarks on membership growth and actions on their way to establishing a full-fledged chapter in their area. In the UK, tenants have driven the growth. They tend to be younger. Some have university education, some don't. But everyone is facing rising rents, and they are comfortable politically in pushing for change. This also seems to be true of a lot of the Starbucks constituency that is on the move. The union strategy with Starbucks of encouraging workers to move forward on their own in a similar way allows the organizing to spread based on success. It also outstrips the company's ability and human resources capabilities to duplicate the all-hands-on approach they used unsuccessfully in two of the three stores in Buffalo, where the first beachhead has been established. Focusing on organizing committees and benchmarks for card signing, like ours on membership, makes the job clear and the steps forward certain. Whether SEIU goes whole hog or not, Workers United is clearly committed. Hiring Richard Bensinger is a key marker of their seriousness. Using him as a spokesman for the drive is unusual, but it is an important message of their commitment both to the company and within the labor movement. Richard has been a seminal figure in labor organizing in our generation. He headed the AFL-CIO's Organizing Institute. He popularized the Blitz as a technique in NLRB organizing. Some of these methodologies have gone out of favor as politics within institutional labor break different ways and other strategies about leverage and direct recognition became dominant. But Bensinger has stayed the course and been central in many large organizing drives. He's a brilliant get for the Starbucks drive. Wisely, he's showing his cards early. He's not pretending the union can take a majority of Starbucks stores or workers at this point, but making clear they want the company to be neutral. The recent NLRB hand slap at Amazon, giving workers a sign they're willing to protect concerted activity more aggressively, should be a message that he will use well in letting a thousand flowers bloom at Starbucks coffee bars across the country. What may have seemed a bit of a flash in the pan has gotten very interesting now. With more resources and attention, these drives could be a game changer if workers take the lead, with institutional labor keeping out of the way while backing them 100%. This is Wade Branthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.